This is the AC Report.
When the sun starts to shine, leave your worries behind. Down the coastline is where I'll be. On the boardwalk, in a car, resorts is where we start. It's where I left my heart. It's AC. Either docks.
The great Dave Damiani singing It's Pure AC. Well, I am an Atlantic City fan. I haven't been there in far too long. And I'm a fan of not just the casinos, which you hear so much about, but the whole culture of Atlantic City. It's got great dining. It's got great nightlife. It's got a great boardwalk, the biggest in America, biggest in the world, I believe. It's got such rich history, and nobody has been a bigger part of that history over the last few decades and a bigger chronicler of that history than Harry Hurley. He's one of my favorite radio talk show hosts anywhere in America. He's in the New Jersey Broadcasting Hall of Fame. He's been repeatedly honored by the New Jersey Association of Broadcasters. He's the dean, currently, I guess, of the Atlantic City talk show hosts, at least on radio. A terrific columnist and somebody that I listen to quite frequently, and a guy that knows Atlantic City, every aspect of it, better than anyone. Very pleased to welcome the one and only Harry Hurley. Hello, Harry. Thanks for joining me on the radio.
Frank, great to be on the other side of midnight. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. How are things in Atlantic City right now? Has life returned to normal?
Frank, I'm very pleased to report, and you know me. I don't give you Pollyanna. This is real. Atlantic City is back. Atlantic City is booming. As you know, because you follow it very closely, the weather was terrible. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Monday turned around a little bit. Wasn't great, but at least it wasn't raining. But it was 3 days of rain, and yet the Atlantic City casinos were packed. The casinos were packed. The restaurants, the hotel rooms. This is the beginning of this era's version of the Roaring Twenties. We're back.
I am so pleased to hear that, and I've been wondering about that, and there seems to be sort of a split when I brought this up among the listeners about not just in Atlantic City, but nationally, are we heading to a new roaring 20s? And I tend to agree with you. I think we are headed very much in that direction.
Well, why wouldn't we? In 1918, they had no PPE. They had no ventilators. The ventilator was not even invented. They had no vaccines. They had nothing. And 2 years after the pandemic, they were booming, and we had the Roaring Twenties of a century ago. Why wouldn't we have it now? We have so much more in every respect, not just medically, but also the pent-up demand that people are ready to recreate. I don't think there's any doubt. And it's the evidence is, I believe, the early evidence, and I think it's empirical, that it's happening, and it will happen. We're going to have, already there's live indoor entertainment. We will be having the outdoor concerts. The Atlantic City Air Show, which is the largest air show midweek in the country, coming back in August. It's happening, Frank. I don't believe there's any doubt.
There, you know, they used to call New York the city that doesn't sleep, but Atlantic City is really a city that could lay claim to that title, because unlike New York, where bars have to close at 4 a.m., in Atlantic City, bars were historically able to be open 24 hours. Casinos also able to be open 24 hours. As it stands now, have all the lingering COVID restrictions been removed? Is Atlantic City, again, a 24-hour city, at least with respect to gaming and dining, drinking?
Without a doubt. The only item that's not back, and it will be back 100% as of tomorrow, would be your large showrooms and your stadiums. But that will be in effect as of tomorrow. So yeah, the answer is definitively yes. By the way, just a little fun fact. Years ago, the Atlantic City casinos did close. And I thought it was a very good decision by the Casino Control Commission to adjust that to 24/7. But there was a period in time. They believe that the casinos should shut down, that people that were having gambling problems, it would make them leave for a period, give the place time to get cleaned. And we used to shut down. That was years ago. We're 24/7. It's for real, and it's happening.
Well, that's certainly encouraging. Now, what's the story with masks right now? I know they've done away with masks at restaurants and so forth, but do you still have to wear a mask if you go into a hotel or a casino at this point?
No, but people are. this is something I wrote about it earlier this week, Frank. This is something that some people are going to have a hard time letting go. We've been programmed for 18 months to follow the science. However, on this one, there are people, I'll give you an example. My wife and I went into a very well-known bakery down beach. There were 20 people in the establishment. We got out of our car. I took about 10 steps. I said, oh, honey, I said, should we get masks? I said, no, we're not going to. No, I answered my own question. I said, we're not going to get masks. I said, it's over. This was early in Governor Murphy's reversal on the masks. Well, we went in. There were 20 people in the bakery. 17 people were wearing masks. Wow. Two out of three weren't, and two of the three were Hurleys. So it's going to be hard. And I did get stink eye from one lady, and it's uncomfortable. People don't want to be judged. Some people feel safe. Some people, it's almost becoming part of our culture, like it's been the culture of many countries around the world, where we thought it looked strange until the pandemic. I think that people are going to wear them on airplanes, even if they don't have to at some point. And what Governor Murphy did was he called it all off. But if you want to, as an establishment, to require it, you can. So it's optional.
Now, what is the story? I know one of the restrictions that was put in place on the casino floor was a prohibition on smoking. There were areas where you could smoke a cigarette or a cigar or a pipe, and that went away during the pandemic. With things getting back to normal, have they brought back smoking on the casino floor?
No, it is a big bone of contention. The people will tell you that in the gambling world, and as you know, I spent more than a decade in the industry, the smoking and drinking and gambling, it is just something that a fairly significant portion of your clientele want to do. Smoking is still out. It's under review.
All right. And of course, if people don't know, you were an executive with the Trump properties for a long time, and certainly know the ins and outs of the hotel and casino business as well as anybody. Talking with Harry Hurley. He's a terrific radio talk show host in Atlantic City. Whenever you're in South Jersey, or even if you're not, you can listen to him online. He does a terrific, terrific job. One of the best, not just in New Jersey, but around the country. And that's evidenced by the fact that he's repeatedly named to the Talkers Magazine list of the Heavy 100, the 100 most influential and best talk show hosts in America. Harry, let me take advantage of your political expertise. Nobody knows Atlantic City politics better than you. Marty Small, the mayor, is up for re-election. Atlantic City is a very Democratic town, and there's a Democratic primary next week. There was a debate between Marty Small and former Assemblyman Democrat Tom Foley. This took place on radio station WOND. Here's a little bit of a very contentious debate in which Foley brought up a relative of Mayor Small's possibly being a child molester.
Marty, for the last few months, I've been asking you to join me in the Democratic City Committee in calling for the Attorney General of the State of New Jersey to conduct a full investigation on the atrocious actions of Keon Frazier, the admitted child predator that worked for our school system and then got hired by New Jersey Child Protection and Permanency. Why are you not joining us to protect Atlantic City's children?
Well, first and foremost, y'all been using this as a campaign ploy. This is all you've talked about during the whole campaign. This doesn't matter to the voters. Listen, my wife's cousin will pay the consequences. And why are we calling on the Attorney General to investigate something that the FBI fully investigated? Don't you know, as a former public safety person, that if it was a sniff that something happened in my house or we were involved, that we would have been brought in by the FBI and it would have been mentioned in the report? That's the foolery of your campaign, Mr. Foley. That's what you try to bring. Y'all bring no substantive issues, no facts. Sexually raped, gave herpes to kids, threatened to kill them. Now, that's a child molester. My wife's cousin was accused of child pornography. It's bad in itself, but let's get the facts straight. If you want to continue to pound and pound and pound using this as a political stunt, y'all tried it in the school board and election in November. Epic fail. You're trying it now. Your campaign is going nowhere, Tom. Keep grasping for straws. As I stated again, there's no need for a state investigation. The Board of Education attorney said my wife followed the proper protocol. Y'all can spend all the money on political firms and everything else, but the people of Atlantic City know me and my family.
I'm talking, you said he was accused and convicted of distributing child pornography. He was in the school system. He was involved in seven schools. You don't think there was any children that were exposed? Why isn't there a full investigation to find out, number one, what he did in the school system? Are there any children that need counseling? You take this personally like you take everything. Now, this is not personal, Marty. It's about the children of the city of Atlantic City. It's not about you. Everything's about you.
What have you done? Yes,
everything's about you.
About me. Yes, yeah.
Harry, there are not many debates where the retort to a candidate attack is, oh, my wife's cousin is only into child pornography, but right. I guess that's what makes Atlantic City Atlantic City. How does this race look at this point from your perspective?
Well, you have Marty Small, he's the incumbent. You have Marty Small in column A. Foley's further down to the right on the ballot. The regular Democratic column is going to carry the day. This might hunt in another community. I don't think it's going to matter in Atlantic City. And if anything were to come out, it will not be coming out prior to Tuesday's election. Marty Small will be elected. And in Atlantic City, it's important for your listeners to know, this is the general election. Democrats hold a 12-1 voter registration advantage. So the winner of the Democratic primary will be the mayor. I believe this is Marty Small's fourth election, possibly fifth, in less than 18 months because of the circumstances of the prior mayor leaving office, the council president, then Marty Small, ascending to the acting mayor's position, winning a special election, winning another election, winning the primary, and so on. The other thing that I think is checkmate on this, that was interesting and it was back and forth and it was sensational and it's horrible. And the mayor's wife also is the principal of the high school in Atlantic City. So she's in education. And if you attach her to a relative with these kinds of hideous allegations, it's bad. There's no doubt about it. But Governor Murphy has endorsed Marty Small. And just 2 days ago, he re-endorsed him after this debate. So there will be no state investigation when the chief executive of the state has endorsed Marty a second time. Marty Small will continue to be the mayor.
And talking with Harry Hurley, a radio talk show host in Atlantic City, host of Hurley in the Morning. How does it look for my friend, the former mayor of Atlantic City, the former Republican mayor, Don Guardian, who's running for state assembly this year?
It looks very good. He's running well. You take into account that one of the assemblymen is moving up to run for the Senate seat. You have an open seat. Don Guardian is very well known. I will tell you that his running mate, Claire Swift, a former New Jersey deputy attorney general, newcomer to politics, newcomer to being a candidate, was the leading fundraiser under Palestina, with the exception of Vince Palestina, the Senate candidate, and the largest first-time candidate fundraiser in District 2 history, either party. She is an absolute star in the making. So I think there's a chance Don Guardian might have his own running mate beat him, and the Republicans may have to sweep in order for Guardian to get one of the two spots. But I think he will. I think Don Guardian will be going to the lower house.
Well, I certainly hope so. Now, you mentioned shows are coming back. Does that mean people, if they make a trip to Atlantic City soon, are going to be able to take advantage of the sort of top tier entertainment in terms of comedy and music, the likes of which they were able to enjoy before the pandemic?
Well, there's no doubt. And it's already being booked. Huge acts are being booked. You'll see it at the city level. You will see it at the casino level. Yes, the answer is emphatically yes. And as of tomorrow, there could be a concert in a showroom.
Wow.
With no distancing required, no social distancing.
I know my friend Marlena Shivo is going to be here in the next hour. She's already bought her tickets for Bill Maher in April of 2022 to be at the Borgata. So people are excited about a lot of the folks that are coming back to Atlantic City. Am I going to see you at the Talkers Conference next Friday here in New York?
I never miss, and in fact, I'm a presenter. So the
I
answer
saw that.
Is yes.
Great. All right. Wonderful. Hopefully, we can hang out a bit and catch up in person. What's happening with your charity event this year? I always so enjoy that, and always have such a great time.
Thank you so much. I want Frank's listeners to know your support is amazing. You don't just attend; you've been a very generous contributor to the Hurley in the Morning charity. And in fact, you will see I will be presenting a $5,000 grant to the Broadcasters Foundation of America. And Frank, your support and the supporters within the Hurley in the Morning charity, where we've raised over $1 million to date is the reason that we're able to do that each and every year. We'll be doing that during the breakfast hour, right after the breakfast hour of Talkers New York 2021, the 24th annual Talkers Convention, largest convention of its kind on the planet. Our annual charity golf tournament is right around the corner, Friday, June 18th. And the annual charity dinner that we do at Resorts Casino Hotel is all set for Friday, October 1st. So we're good to go, Frank.
Well, I will be there. I'm not going to learn how to play golf between now and the 18th, but I will learn how to have dinner between now and October 1st. Harry, it is always a treat to chat with you. I look forward to seeing you next Friday.
Frank, thank you, and congratulations on all of your success.
Well, thank you, my friend. Likewise, and more coming to you, I'm sure. That's the great Harry Hurley. If you want to comment on any portion of our conversation, actually, no phones. I keep forgetting. It's old hat. You can go to our Facebook group. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/MoranoFan, or just type in Morano Radio Fans and Haters in our Facebook group. Now, want to tell you about the Staten Island law firm of Anjulian Gentili. If you've suffered a workplace injury or if you have an occupational disease that has turned your life upside down, these guys can help you. They've represented friends of mine. They've represented family members of mine. The notoriously discriminating Carmine Morano, who, when I say he's discriminating, I don't mean he uses racial epithets or things like that. I mean he has very discriminating tastes. He's a tough critic. He's a tough critic. Now, trust me, try coming home on report card day to Carmine Morano and you'd get a medal, let me tell you. Now, he's used the law firm of Anjulian Gentili. Anybody that knows their stuff when it comes to employment uses the Staten Island law firm of Anjulian Gentili. In fact, people were threatening because we threatened to withhold Gabby's pay today because she doesn't have to answer the phone since the phones aren't working. They were saying if this continues, if I continue with that kind of rhetoric, they were going to encourage her to call the Staten Island law firm of Anjulian Gentili. Now, that would be very wise on their part because they are experts when it comes to employment law, especially the workers' compensation process. They will get you the medical treatment that you need, the workers' compensation payments that you're entitled to. They have handled thousands of hearings and will help you walk with confidence. Call Anjulian Gentili today at 888-234-COMP. That's 888-234-COMP. They offer both in-person consultations or contactless video appointments. 888-234-COMP, 888-234-2667. The legal offerings mentioned in this ad are not a guarantee of services and or performance, as each case or matter is different and judged on its own merits.